Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 until the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is one of the guys we turn to when we want to understand what's going on in the economy and how, as CEOs of our company, what's the best way to deal with these things. NorwoodAnalytics.com, right, Sam?
That's it.
NorwoodAnalytics.com. Folks, Sam is a very prolific writer. Lots of important observations and wisdom that you'll find there. And so I encourage you to check his website out, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Sam, I'm really concerned about small business writ large because, you know, I wrote a couple of articles recently, one about what caused the decline of entrepreneurship in America. And it has declined, by the way.
Yeah.
And I identified four reasons why. And then I wrote a companion article to that that explained why the lack of startups actually probably helped existing mature businesses.
Yep.
Because they didn't disrupt the price structure. With the startups didn't. But be that as it may, there are fewer small businesses in America today than there were 7 or 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that hasn't happened in generations, Sam.
Yeah.
And well, and some of the things you've been talking about, you've been describing the strong dollar, we got anti-business policies coming out of Washington. There's so many things that are really hitting small businesses between the eyes, and they're having a hard time competing in the global economy. What do you think about all that?
Well, I agree totally. And here's the one of the big factors is talk to any person in his 40, in his or her 40s or 50s looking for a job and ask them about the competition in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Competition has heated up for people who are looking for work. It's also heated up globally for individuals trying to start a business. Things are much, much, much more competitive, which means that to start up and be successful in your small business means you have to try harder. It is more risky, and mm-hmm. you have to be more unique, more dedicated, than any time in the past. And so there's, I think it's just an intensification, and the risks were certainly borne out in the recession of 2008 and 2009,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, lingered on and on and on and on.
De facto recession, haven't we?
Yeah, that was, you know, like the intellectuals calculated that that's when the recession was, but most of us know it. Now, I will say that we're in better times, much better times than looking back to 2008.
Yeah,
but at the same time, for small business, it's more competitive. It just means we just have to, and we need to use technology. You cannot. I just can't emphasize this so much for small businesses that you must use the technology. That mm-hmm. is, you must use the social networking. You must use online as well as your store presence or your office, whatever business you're in. That because if you don't, people will run over you. So you have to be not only an entrepreneur with a strong spirit, you have to be an entrepreneur with some tech savvy. And if you don't have it, bring somebody in, even mm-hmm. part-time. You can hire tech people part-time to ensure that you are tech savvy. And let me mention one other thing. As a small business, you're vulnerable if you're if you're using technology, which you really should be doing. You need to be sure that your website and your communications are secure. Cybersecurity is one of the big issues facing every business today.
Cyber crime is a huge industry, a global industry, and that's
huge.
Exactly right.
And they get hold of your place, they can get your customers, and that's
we report on that all the time. Sam, quick, I've got 45 seconds. How much of an impact do you think next in 2016, do you think the election is going to have a more of a dampening effect on the economy because people don't know what's going to happen?
Well, it always raises uncertainties, but at the same time, the existing administration always goes full out to maximize the stimulus. So
this man's
it's an election year. Election years are pretty good.
Obama's not going to stimulate the economy.
Well,
he's completely indifferent to the economy, Sam. This is not going to happen this time. What you just said, it's not going to happen.
It'd be good for the Democrats if he did.
Maybe so. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, norwoodanalytics.com. Check out his website when you get a chance. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be back after these messages. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.